week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Hello and good morning to you. Thank you for inviting me into your homes on this beautiful Sunday morning. Can you imagine? Here we are in November. Won't be long to Thanksgiving, then Christmas. My, it seems like time is really flying. I said to someone the other day, boy, time's really flying. They said, no, Tommy, it's not really flying like you think it is. You're just kind of slowing up. So this morning, regardless of whether it's flying or whether I'm slowing up, we're so thankful for this day because this is the day the Lord hath made for us. And the Bible said that we can and we ought to, or we will, rejoice and be glad therein. Well, let's rejoice as Martha begins to do this song for us. It says, the city limits of heaven.
Some wonderful day, we're leaving for glory. We're going where time and eternity meet. We may see a sign, city limits of heaven. Prepare for a chance to enter the gate.
This is good.
There's nothing but happiness. The presence of Christ abounds everywhere. On top of the burdens of life and times we have tried, not even the house or the body we live in we'll have to change clothes while on the outside. I'm ready to claim for me and just the right size. I'll dress like a queen and I'll walk with the angels. Good morning up there and never goodbye.
Just me.
Tell you, if that don't light your wood, then your fire, that means that your wood is just too wet to burn. Because I'll declare, that song's really got a real good message to it. On top of the mountain, down in the valley, the presence of God. Can you imagine a place like that where there's no heartaches, no tears, no pain, no suffering? Because we face that every day. And there's many of you that we're praying for. We have you on our prayer list, and we're praying for you every day. We hope that you're praying for us and always remembering us. Well, let's go right back right now and do this song right here. And this one says, just ride out your storm.
And your nights of confusion, they've been oh so long. Your ship has lost anchor, and the storm's got you drifting. But the night's almost over, so ride out your storm. Ride out your storm. God's right there with you. Though you may not feel Him, you're never alone. You're hurting now, but the morning. Hold on to Jesus, ride out your storm. Waters be raging, they'll do you no harm. Don't give up the battle, for your answer is coming. Hold on to Jesus, ride out your storm. Ride out your storm. God's right there with you. Though you may not feel Him, you're never alone. You're hurting now, but the more. Just hold on to Jesus. Ride out your storm.
You know, I truly believe that music is inspired of God. Did you hear those words? Just hold on to Jesus and ride out your storm. He did not say that we wouldn't have trials. He did not say that we wouldn't have tribulations. But He did say, I'll be with you all the way, even unto the very end. Sometimes we don't realize, and sometimes we pray and it seems like the heavens become brass. But we've got to be the children of faith, believing God, because the Bible said all things are possible to them that will believe. We're so glad today that God is using me in this ministry, and God's using you also in this ministry, that we might be able to reach out across the airways and tell so many people, yes, there is something to believe in, and that something truly is Jesus Christ. You see, we got to settle it with ourselves as an individual. You got to believe in God, because all things are possible if we'd only believe. Well, let's send this out to all the sweethearts, and maybe some's having anniversaries or birthdays or different things, but let's do this song. Martha and I do this one together, and this is The Last Mile Together.
I
to get to. And in heaven, we can see the promised land. We've been through a lot of bad times, but our love is forever, and I hope we'll walk the last mile together. We made our house a home for our little ones, and we've known happiness, and we've known some sad times too.
We've walked in the sunshine, we've fought the stormy weather, and I hope we'll walk the last mile together.
I hope we walk the last together. Hand in hand, we can see the promised land. We've been through a lot of bad times, but our love is forever, and I hope we walk the last mile together. That I love you, I didn't know that a love could be so strong.
And today I find you still mine, so let's come and go wherever, and I hope we walk the last mile together.
I hope we walk the last mile together. And in heaven, we can see the promised land.
And one of the malefactors which were hanged, they railed upon him, saying, If thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answered and rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man, he hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily, I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. He took a cross to bring this man to Jesus. You see, the Bible said Jesus was being crucified. He's the man who is going to die for sin. But on each side, there's a malefactor, and one is going to have to die in his sin, and one is going to die from his sin. You see, that one thief cried, If thou be the king, if thou be the Christ, then come down and save us. But the other cried, Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. First of all, he had no doubt that Jesus Christ was truly the Lord, the Redeemer, the Messiah who had come to save all of Israel. I'd like to picture within my mind that there's a possibility that this man, somewhere along the way, had heard the message. Somewhere along the way, had heard about Jesus. Maybe he was in the crowd when Jesus preached. Maybe he was there when Jesus healed the sick and fed the 5,000.
We don't know where he may have come in contact with Jesus, but his sin had separated him from God. And Jesus Christ had come to seek and to save that which was lost. The crowd will cry for his blood. The crowd will cry for Barabbas. They will cry, crucify him. We do not want him to be the king, the Lord over our lives. But the thief cried, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. You see, it's a picture where there is hope. There's a picture where there is help. And today, the only help, the only hope we find comes through Jesus Christ, through the Calvary, through the cross. The Bible said, cursed is every man that hangeth upon a tree. It became a stumbling block for the Jew, but it became the salvation for the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. So the crowd cries, let his blood be upon us. And today, they say that history says that the Jew has lived a life like no other person. There's been turmoil and trouble throughout their generations because God answered their prayer. He placed the blood, the blood of Christ, upon their hands because they would not accept him. He came to his own and they received him not. The Bible said, but to as many as did receive him, he gave them power to become the sons of God. The thief will praise his name. The thief will call upon him. The thief will say, remember me when you come into your kingdom. You see, there's nothing ever gets to the place where it's hopeless. We may think that there are people in this life that are hopeless and helpless. But as long as there's breath, there is hope. As long as there is a Christ, there is hope. As long as there is a Calvary, there is hope for our nation. And every person that stands upon God's earth can look to Calvary and find redemption for their sin. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Bible said, if Christ be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. In the wilderness they looked upon the brazen serpent, and they were healed. In the New Testament we look upon Christ, and we also are healed of our sin. Sin is a sickness, sir. Sin comes from within to without. And once sin has come into our lives, and when sin has manifested itself, it brings on an outward appearance. Because all men have sinned, all have failed, all have come short to the glory of God. There's no church too dead that it cannot look to Calvary. There is no addict that is too hooked that he cannot look to Calvary. There is no drunkard that is too drunk that he cannot look to Calvary and be set free from the sin that is tormenting his life. Hope is the story of Jesus hanging upon a cross. Repentance begins at the cross. Notice in verse 41, we receive the due rewards. We are paying for our sin. And today, we also pay for our sin. The songwriter said, you've got to walk that lonesome valley. You've got to walk it all by yourself. Dark is the valley of the sinner. The Bible said he runs when no man will pursue. And today, men are running from God. Instead of running to God, they are running in the opposite direction. One said, if you be the Christ, then come down and save us. But you see, Christ went to the cross to save the world. He went to the cross to save the lost. And this man did not realize the mission of Christ. He could have cried as the other man cried. He could have cried, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. He was wanting redemption by being set free from the cross. But redemption does not come in being set free from the cross. Redemption comes in crucifixion. Something's got to die, sir. Just as Christ died, we also must die from our sin. Behold, all things become brand new. We become brand new creations in Christ. We recognize the deity of Christ. This man has done nothing amiss. He hasn't done anything amiss. No, because he is dying for the sins of the world. Every sin that could ever be, every sin that will ever be, was hung upon the shoulders of Jesus. He came to the cross. He came to Calvary, carrying his own cross. He freely gave his life. He gave his life for you and I. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Calvary is a picture of God remembering the world. You see, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm hanging up on this cross. That's why my back was beat with the cat of nine tails. That's why that the psalmist David said, great ferals was laid across my back. Because God remembered mankind in the Garden of Eden. When man has sinned against God, God could have turned his back upon the Garden of Eden. God could have turned his back upon Adam and Eve. But no, he taken a lamb and he slay the lamb and give them clothing to hide their nakedness and shame. And today, God has also given us the lamb that was slain at Calvary. The skin of the Lamb of God has covered us from our sin. He has clothed us with righteousness. He has made us right in the sight of God. Why? Because God remembered mankind. I like the songwriter said, in a small lonely hill, late one evening, God came to the garden. He cried, Adam, Adam, where art thou? And then all of a sudden, a stillness came over the garden because something had died. And then we see a picture of a small lonely hill. And upon that small lonely hill, God hangs his son. In Isaiah 53, he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace is upon him, and by whose stripes we are healed. He was smitten of God. God struck his own son. God laid every sin upon him. He became the sin bearer. Yes, there is a tomorrow. The thief cried, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He recognized that Christ was a king. He recognized that Christ was the hope. He recognized that he was not helpless as long as he had breath to call upon God. So he calls upon Christ and says, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus said, sir, that's why I'm here. This man found that he could be set free from his sin. The songwriter said, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. For, you see, there is no salvation without the shedding of blood. Yes, there is a tomorrow. Tomorrow will come. Tomorrow we will stand in the judgment seat of Christ. Tomorrow may be the very last day of your life. The Bible said today is a day of salvation. To procrastinate is dangerous. I must listen to the gospel message. I must believe in the gospel message. I must believe in the Christ of Calvary. I must believe in the hope of salvation. Because if I do not believe in the hope of salvation, I become like the other man who cried, if thou be the Christ, come down and save us. I must recognize him as Jesus, the Christ of Calvary, that is dying for my sin, dying for the sins of the world. Yes, this world will see Jesus again. He was crucified. He was laid in a tomb. But on the third day, he came victorious over hell, death, and the grave. We see him in Acts, the ascension. When he went into heaven, two angels said, why stand ye gazing into heaven? The same Jesus that goes away will come again. And, sir, today he will come again. He will come again to judge the righteous. He will come again to judge the unrighteous. We will all stand before the God of heaven. The Bible said every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. So you see, today is the day of salvation.
I can't say the heart that's broken, make it over again. Oh, but I know a man who can. I can't take the soul that's been sick, wash it up and make it white as snow. Oh, but I know a man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. Oh, but I call him Jesus, for he is my dearest friend. Now if you think there's no one that loves you, and you lie, well, it's all out of hand. I know a man who can. I can't come. No raging sea, but I know the man who can. I can't close blind eyes open, make the dead get up and walk again. Oh, but I know the man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. I call him Jesus, for he is my dearest friend. Now if you think, well, there's no one that loves me, and my life, well, it's out of hand. Oh, but I know the man who can. I know the man.
So thankful today that the gospel has been preached. We thank you, Lord, for those who have tuned our way. We pray today that some soul may have heard and God has touched their heart. Sickness, financial problems, whatever the need, you said you supply the need according to your riches and glory. And Father, just to have that peace that Martha's singing about. So many people are looking for peace. This trouble country that we live in today, and churches and families and homes that are troubled, if we could ever realize that you are the Prince of Peace, the Great Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, we'd realize, Lord, that our source can be met by a loving God. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for those who prayed and paid that we might continue to bring this ministry into the homes, convalescent places, wherever it needs to be heard. And we'll step aside and give you praise because we've asked it in Christ's name. We certainly do appreciate you tuning our way this morning. We trust the broadcast has been a rich blessing to you. If you'd like to sound right to us, help us any way you can. We certainly would appreciate that. Just do what God tells you to do, then I know you'll be doing the very right thing. Continue to pray for Martha and I. Pray for our churches. Pray for our radio ministry because it's very important into the homes and a lot of the places it goes that we cannot go, but by the way of the radio, we've been able to do that. So you pray for us. We'll be praying for you. But until the same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Jesus.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.